In an interview with VOA, Jean-Norbert Senga, a DRC-based researcher with Amnesty International, said his organization had over a six-month period observed that the DRC Congo and M23 militia group, which is said to be backed by Rwandan troops, had used explosives in densely populated areas. This as their fight rages on in eastern DR Congo. Amnesty International says this has resulted in more than 100 deaths and thousands injured.
When used in populated areas, explosive weapons with wide area effects are very likely to have indiscriminate effects and cannot be narrowly directed at a specific military target as required by international humanitarian law. We call on both parties to immediately cease attacks on civilians and stop using explosive weapons with wide area effects in populated areas. The international community must publicly condemn the use of explosive weapons in populated areas, urge the warring parties to stop attacking civilians, and demand accountability. The ICC should consider investigating these attacks as war crimes with a view to bringing to justice those suspected of responsibility.
Senga said explosives were used in densely populated areas in 150 attacks last year. The International Criminal Court, Southern African Development Community, and the DR Congo Army and its government could not be reached for comment on the issue. Willy Ngoma, the spokesman for M23, comments on the accusations by the Amnesty International.
We can never use the explosives to kill the population. Never, 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 never. Hold a hand. The government is bombarding with the heavy artillery to kill the population. We are an army of the people to protect the population. We can never use the explosive to kill people. It is false and completely misleading.
The M23 or the movement of March 23, said to be backed by Rwandan troops, has since 2021 occupied the mineral-rich east of the DRC. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees says about a quarter of a million people have been displaced since the beginning of 2025. For VOA's Daybreak Africa, I'm Columbus Mavunga in Harare, Zimbabwe.